Just Give Me a Reason, down one place. Which means that we've got a brand new entry at number two. To explain more, here's Newsbeat's music reporter, Sinead Garvan.
This is Newsbeat.
Tributes poured in across the world for Margaret Thatcher when she died on Monday, but there were also people throwing street parties around the UK. An online campaign began in 2007 to try to get this song, Ding Dong, The Witch Is Dead, to number one in the charts the week Lady Thatcher died.
Ding dong, the witch is dead, witch or witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Margaret Thatcher was Britain's first female Prime Minister and the longest serving of the 20th century. She strongly divided political and public opinion. Critics accused her of putting millions out of work and not caring about the poor during her time in charge. There were many that loved her, who say she changed the UK for the better by taking Britain's then failing economy and making it successful. The full track is just 51 seconds long and is taken from the 1930s film The Wizard of Oz. Much like Margaret Thatcher's political career, this song has again divided opinion. Some politicians have said it's disrespectful to play it, while others say it's fine to, as she stood for freedom and allowing people to have their say. Radio 1 controller Ben Cooper made the decision not to play the track in full on the chart show. Search Newsbeat to read his reasons why. Many of you have been telling us what you think.
What's disrespectful maybe is the parties celebrating her death, but this is quite funny. I don't really see what the harm is.
I think it's disgraceful. No matter what you think about Margaret Thatcher's policies, at the end of the day, you've got to show a little bit of respect.
This is BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio
1.
This is the UK's official number one.